With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What up? It's Dramos. You may know me from The Recap on LA TV. Now I've got my own podcast, Life as a Gringo, coming to you every Tuesday and Thursday. We'll be talking real and unapologetic about all things life, Latin culture, and everything in between from someone who's never quite fit in. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This clip is brought to you by State Farm. At State Farm, they know what it takes to insure your home and ride with surprisingly great rates. That's why it's a good idea to consider State Farm, because with State Farm, you don't have to give up what you love for great insurance. For surprisingly great rates, como un buen vecino, State Farm está ahí.
My grandmother had posters on her wall of old school matches at the Carlos Colon Arena in San Juan, and we would watch American wrestling and lucha wrestling pretty much every day. And she, as did many back then, was fully convinced that wrestling was 100% real.
Listen to the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from American Express.
With Amex Platinum, once-in-a-lifetime perks happen all the time. The high-end airport lounges that make layovers enjoyable. The dining perks that open doors to new restaurants. The 1,200 fine hotels and resorts properties with elevated benefits, like late checkout, because vacations should never end early. With the Platinum card, experience once-in-a-lifetime all the time. Just some of the many reasons you're with Amex Platinum. Visit americanexpress.com/withplatinum. Terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you want experience during your football season? Well, buckle up, sweet cheeks.
That's all we need.
We've got all the experience in the world.
This is I Want Your Flex with Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon. Mike and Dan break down everything you need to set your lineups. From position rankings to starts and sits, the guys help you make those hard decisions. And now, let's get your flex on. Here's Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon.
Week 11 is here. It is the I Want Your Flex podcast. Get Mike on Twitter at Swollen Dome. You can find me, Dan Beyer, on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. And as you look at the slate from week 11, Mike, we've got 15 games in all, taking away what happened on Thursday night in Atlanta, but 14 games not to look ahead to, with only the Rams and Broncos on the bye. But one thing stands out big when I look at this slate of games, and that's the over-under number of the Chiefs-Cowboys game. And it is such a juicy matchup. It's where we're going to start today's show, because it just seems that once in a while during an NFL season, you get to one of those games where it's just play everybody. Play everybody you can in that game if you have them. And I think that the Cowboys-Chiefs matchup is that opportunity as we stand at Week 11.
Yeah, I mean, almost a full touchdown heavier and weightier than any other game on the slate, Dan. And certainly Kansas City, the hyperbole in the sports talk radio and TV business of they're back. It's like damn Voldemort in the Harry Potter series. Oh, no, it's craziness. But like I said, you gotta lock that door because you let them in and they start sneaking around the tournament. Bad, bad things can happen to you. Look what happened to Cedric Diggory. There you go, my nerd moment of the day.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but it's all good.
No, that's okay. Bershiger thought it was funny. And my daughters are laughing because, well, we're going to Harry Potter Land next week as part of our Thanksgiving vacation. But when we look at this one, Dan, it becomes the, all right, who's the random scorer for the Chiefs, right? Are you doubling down on Darrell Williams? Do you think there's another receiver that suddenly pops up and gives you a little bit of love, or do you not get cute with it? Because Dallas, certainly there are plenty of guys to play now that you've got Gallup back in the mix. Dalton Schultz has been a solid, you know, kind of ebb and flow kind of guy for them, but certainly Cooper and Lamb are guys that are going to be top 15 on most boards. And then Dak Prescott expecting, you know, because everybody remembers what Kansas City's defense was. Mm-hmm. And there's still that degree of uncertainty as to what they are, right? Because saying, yeah, hey, they played better, it's like, all right, look at the schedule, right? Like we can do that at some point. And then it seems as an industry and as football fans, we conveniently forget, you know, to say, oh, yeah, schedule counts here too, right? You can't just bash Carolina and Denver for the teams they played at the start of the schedule and then all of a sudden forget, oh, no, wait, things really evened out and not apply that to the other 30 teams.
The issue as well, like when you look at Kansas City, Mike, just even goes back to the game that they had against the Raiders where it was a ball game at halftime and it wasn't the 41-point game that you had if the Raiders, you know, the Raiders, it was what, 17-7 at halftime, and Kansas City ends up, you know, putting up 24 in the second half. So it wasn't like it was that shootout from the get-go. That's what I wonder if we are going to get here, which would put Kansas City's defense in a tougher spot to try to stop Dallas, and Dallas seemed to get all of their kinks out against the Falcons in Week 10. I just, with all the guys that you mentioned, even if Clyde Edwards-Helaire plays, which there isn't the guarantee that he's going to. It's something that we're going to have to watch with the Chiefs having a bye in Week 12. Maybe it's better for them to just play it safe and wait for him after the bye, but his name could pop into consideration if you've been waiting to play him and he does play against Dallas. It could be an opportunity, but I'm playing Gallup. I'm playing Schultz, even though he's been on a bit of a skid the last couple of games. I'm playing all those guys. And your point about Kansas City, yeah, I'd still play Darrell Williams in that scenario. I don't know if I'd be, yeah, maybe I'd you know what? If you're down on your luck, I'd still maybe even go Mecole Hardman. I'd give it a shot, sure, just because of how this game plays out.
Well, and on the other side, flex out Tony Pollard.
Sure.
Right? He's going to see some work as a receiver, so might give you some opportunity there. And obviously Zeke, a guy we'll talk about as we continue here. But, you know, a guy that people bought low, and right now things are looking pretty good for you if you were there. And trade deadline's coming up. One of the things to – you know, highlight, and if we were a video format, we'd have blinking red letters right now going, go make trades. I keep getting proposed the most preposterous things. I'm like, come on, don't waste my time. I'm a busy man.
Oh, man. With the 18-game schedule, this does throw something a bit of a curveball because we are less than a week away from Thanksgiving. We've had seasons where our trade deadline fell on Thanksgiving week, and there were seasons where we had the deadline before any game started. So you had to get deals done before the game started on Thanksgiving. And we had guys who were making deals, which I'm sure their wives loved in our league, but making trades Thanksgiving morning. Now with the 18-game schedule, we've moved the trade deadline back. It's not for a couple of more weeks, but we had those scenarios back in the day when there were only 17 weeks and the calendar worked a certain way where the trade deadline was Thanksgiving week.
Now, let's be honest about it. I mean, you're either all in terms of helping in prep, or you got no skin in the game on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
So, like, you're either in the kitchen and you're the one cooking. You know, my history certainly has been there. But, you know, you've got the TV going. And look, while water boils and you try to get your potatoes going or whatever part of the meal you're on, I mean, you can multitask. As long as the kids are, you know, occupied. And nowadays, they all have gadgets. So, you know, push away. I mean, for you, I mean, your son's not mobile yet. So that helps.
Oh, it's getting there.
It's
getting there.
It's getting there. Soon.
He can roll like no other. I can tell you that much. Yeah. We're starting down
that
road.
Starting to put bumpers on the wall.
Yes. I love it. Speaking of rolling, let's roll into our top plays for the quarterback, running back, wide receiver position. These are the guys that Mike Harmon has atop his rankings entering week 11 of the NFL campaign. Mike, who are your top five quarterbacks for the upcoming week?
All right, lock and load. Look, we got controversy in one of them because I don't know what to expect.
I love it.
One of his guys is in a little bit of trouble. But we got Patrick Mahomes leading off. Look, I'm going to take the chalk and run with it, as it were. Number two is Tom Brady against the New York football Giants. Giants 17th in terms of fantasy points per game. Antonio Brown, there's a whole lot of stuff going on, vax cards and whatever else, not to mention the injury. Gronkowski, we've seen it. And obviously, last week, punched in the mouth by Washington. I would expect a better effort. Why? Because it's a revenge game, Dan.
Yes, I
agree
with that.
Two Super Bowls.
Yep, I agree with that.
And he doesn't want to give another one-minute press conference. Jalen Hurts coming in number three, even though it is that vaunted New Orleans defense. Going a little counterintuitive here. You look at the Saints giving up just 18.3 fantasy points per game. But Hurts, I think, finding his space. And the big thing is Sirianni actually committing to running the damn football after leaving it alone and forgetting that it was part of pro football for the first month. Good for him.
Yeah.
You know, slow learners.
Thanks,
other
Sirianni.
Other guys are worried about
waiting until Miles Sanders got hurt.
Yeah.
Son of a bean.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Absurd.
But he's coming back. You know what? I think Sirianni's going to be like Matt Nagy, where he's going to keep apologizing after games. Yeah, I really should have used him more. Because that's been Nagy with Cole Kmet for about a season and a half. And then all of a sudden, there he is. Ha! Ta-da! Look, seven targets. You know, those kind of things. Speaking of which, Lamar Jackson going up against the Bears. The other, and this will show up as we do our three-point conversion, but I mentioned it here. You got to check the weather. You know, because if you're in that either or category, and not that you would be with Lamar Jackson, but with your running backs and wideouts, there's a lot of games that could have some rain flowing on Sunday. And right now it's about a 75% chance that there will be precipitation in Chicago as you and I record the podcast. But looking at the Bears secondary, look, if they don't get home, they're giving up big play after big play. This is one where they can open it up and then get that run game, you know, on the back end, right? It usually run to set up the pass. No, it's going to be the other way here against Chicago. And then number five for me, Joe Burrow at Las Vegas. He's been fantastic on the road. I don't know, something about Cincinnati and the home games, not exactly the lights-out performances. But we've seen Vegas, they're seemingly in their second-half swoon once again. The over-under in this one is 50.5, and the Bengals, a narrow road favorite. Look, as we've talked about, Dan, and you as part of your work with Doug Gottlieb and certainly with George Reister, I mean, we have no idea what we're getting week to week from some of these teams. And the Bengals, I think, would be atop the list right now of of. They were a contender, and we were really excited about 3 weeks ago. And right now, it's like, it's the AFC. It's a mess.
Yeah, and it's week 11, but that game, considering the logjam of teams that you have with five wins in the AFC, could go a long way when it comes to playoff spots. So both teams are 5-4. Bengals Raiders with playoff implications this early on in the season. I would also assume that if it rains in Chicago, your brothers will still be dry as they're under the overhang.
That the best seats in all of stadia nationwide, up in around the 45-yard line and under the overhang. Would you like to move? No.
I'd like to remain dry. That's a smart move by the Harmon clan. All right, those are your top five quarterbacks for Week 11. Mahomes, Brady, Hurts, Jackson, and Joe Burrow. Straight from Mike Harmon. Who are your top five running backs, Mike, for Week 11?
Let's get after it. Number four in terms of points allowed to running backs, 25.4. That gives me Najee Harris going up against those Chargers. Cagey and uncertainty as to who's going to hand him the ball. But let's face it, even Mason Rudolph can get the little swing pass out to him. So looking for a big game. And the Chargers, another team in grasping, looking for an identity right now. I keep envisioning, I always go back to the Lionel Richie hello video. Of like the montage is walking on the beach and trying to figure out the meaning of life. I think that's where the Chargers are right now. Christian McCaffrey, go figure, against Washington. He's been a beast since coming back. You can basically pencil in that 100 total yards. Then it's just a matter of how much you get in bonus time. Joe Mixon going back to that expected high scoring affair in Las Vegas. Number four, Dalvin Cook going up against Green Bay. That one's a spicy game that I think even if you don't have a lot of fantasy interest, you'll grab a beer and watch it. And then Ezekiel Elliott going up against Kansas City rounds out our top five. Again, the buy low when it looked like he was out of gas and Zeke is done. And now everybody's jumped back on his back.
It was a little scared because I'm going to be honest here. This is a personal confession for my own fantasy situation. I'm in a guillotine league matchup this week, Mike, and it is down to two of us in a super chop league, and your top two backs are his top two backs. But I was very happy to see Joe Mixon and Dalvin Cook end up being on the list because those are two of my backs that I have in entering. And it's different. It's because it's just a different format. But I was very happy to at least see the Mixon and Cook factor. And Dalvin Cook's had success against Green Bay, especially the last time that they played in Green Bay. So
that's,
and they're playing in Minnesota this time,
as
but
well.
Still.
But yeah, that's a defense that I'm still wondering about, right? I mean, obviously they've got guys on the come, and talking about Green Bay, and they've been getting it done, right? Obviously a shutout over Seattle.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
The reality is, overall, they're still missing guys in the secondary, right? Alexander may or may not return. Smith and some of the other principals. It's just that, if you do take your shots early and you can connect, can you really start to run it up on them?
All right.
The answer is I don't know, but certainly Minnesota has the personnel to give it the old college try.
Harris, McCaffrey, Mixon, Cook, and Zeke. That was number five, right? Did I get that?
That's it.
I just didn't write it down. That's why I wanted to make sure. But yes, I do have it down. Those are your top five running backs for week 11. Now let's go to the receivers, where I will also be sitting on the edge of my chair to see where Mike has the guys that I am playing or maybe playing against in my big matchup this week. Your top five receivers, Mike Harmon.
Well, let's take the layup. He's feast or famine all year long, but I think perhaps he's been unleashed. We've got Tyreek Hill going up against Dallas in that secondary, as long as he doesn't work over the middle so the missile of Micah Parsons doesn't find him. You can even throw at, yes, everybody's All-American. Everybody, oh, look how good he is. When we start talking about Trayvon Diggs, you can get after him.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson coming in number two going up against Green Bay. Number three, the legend that is Debo and Yak City going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Devontae Adams on the other side of that Minnesota matchup, right? I mean, that's a fun one for a lot of reasons. 47.5, you're over under again. Fortunately for them, I mean, there's no weather going to affect you there. And then Ja'Marr Chase coming in at number five, going back to the high-scoring expected affair in Nevada. A.J. Brown just outside the top five against Houston.
There are your top five receivers. Again, Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, Debo Samuel, Devontae Adams, and Ja'Marr Chase for week 11 in the NFL.
This clip is brought to you by State Farm. At State Farm, they know it's important to insure the things you love. They also get that everyone has a budget. That's why they have options, like insuring your car and your home, getting you great rates on both. It's a good idea to consider State Farm. For surprisingly great rates, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
If you could talk to me a little bit about the process you went through, and I think it's good to not pat yourself on the back, but to put it out there so other people can kind of hear what it takes.
Like, I don't know. I always look at like this, like, what do I want? I wanted to be a WWE superstar. All right, what does it take to be a WWE superstar? What are the tools I will need to give me every possible opportunity I can get? And so I took the tools of acting classes, improv classes, wrestling school, everything I possibly can to knock on the door of WWE. The people of everyone on that Real World show would wear my t-shirts, would always ask me
That's
to do
so
the Miz.
Cool.
Like, they were so supportive. Like, you don't get that very often.
Yeah.
You really don't.
Listen to the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. It's Dramos from Life as a Gringo podcast. iHeartRadio Sounds of My Culture is brought to you by State Farm. At State Farm, we know how important it is to celebrate Hispanic heritage every day. That's why we support My Cultura and invite you to continue enjoying all its great podcasts. We also know what it takes to manage money, no matter the budget. That's why it's a good idea to consider State Farm and their surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Camila Cabello, it is amazing to have you here. And listen, as you know, our podcast network, we celebrate Latinos all year long. So for you, what does Latino culture mean?
I love my culture and it inspires me every day. And even more as I get older, I feel like so much of who I am has come from my Cuban and Mexican heritage, from the songs that I grew up listening to the closeness of my family. I think that as I get older, I'm, you know, going back to reading in Spanish and listening to more music in Spanish, and it just makes me feel more connected to myself.
Support Cultura all year long by listening to the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey, everyone. It's Dramos from Life as a Gringo podcast. iHeartRadio Sounds of My Culture is brought to you by State Farm. At State Farm, we know how important it is to celebrate Hispanic heritage every day. That's why we support My Cultura and invite you to continue enjoying all its great podcasts. We also know what it takes to manage money, no matter the budget. That's why it's a good idea to consider State Farm and their surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. All right, Prince Royce, my guy, thank you for hanging out. And I gotta say, listen, I'm curious. When you look back on growing up in a Latino community, what comes to mind for you?
I think growing up in New York and being surrounded by so much Latin culture was a blessing for me. I think I was able to listen to so many different genres of music, from hip hop to salsa to merengue to rock, go to bachata, go to reggaeton. And I think that's what I loved about New York. There was such a big present community of everything.
Support Cultura all year long by listening to the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now we look a little bit deeper in the rankings. Maybe not 6, 7, and 8, although it could be. But these are the guys that you got to get in your lineup. They may not be at the top of the rankings, but they may have a nice matchup. Maybe weather will favor them. These are your
hot plays
for Week 11 in the NFL from Mike Harmon.
Look at big voice guy come over to the top. Tannehill leading us off, going up against the Houston Texans, a game that I think you and I are very intrigued to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Titans on a roll. You've got the two blips. You had the huge loss week one against Arizona. You're wringing your hands going, oh, no, it's terrible. And then obviously the loss to the Jets, which, well, like the Bills' loss to the Jaguars, we're going to look at and go, what the hell happened? two prime examples of any given Sunday in the 272 regular season games. How about Tua Tagovailoa back under center against the Jets? Yes, I know it's the run game that usually gets it done. So Miles Gaskin gets a play. We'll hybrid into ninjas here to bring him over back into this column. And then you got Jimmy G against Jacksonville. Is it pretty? No, it's not going to be pretty at all. But sometimes handles his own mail at the goal line. But you're also looking at George Kittle and Deebo Samuel making plays. And Brandon Ayuk, but for a shoestring tackle here and there, could have been off to the races a few times these last weeks as well. Hollywood Brown going up against the Bears, even within the elements, most likely an issue. But the Bears giving up massive amounts of 20-yard gains. So let's throw it up and make some plays. A.J. Dillon, we all watched him, and with no Aaron Jones for the Packers, there's your insurance card. 23 touches, 128, two touchdowns a week ago. Leonard Fournette going up against the New York football Giants, expecting him to find pay dirt. Darnell Mooney on the other side of that Bears-Baltimore game. And then the return, yes, I boldly put him in as a hot play, DJ Moore. Scoreless streak seems to have lingered. I've grown an entire beard since he last scored, Dan. Not in protest of his inability to find the end zone, but just seems to coincide there. So I'm getting him back on the board as a mid WR2 this week.
And the Panthers, obviously, it looks like Cam Newton is going to be starting for them at the time of this recording. It was trending that way, but no official word from Matt Rhule, but we fully expect Cam Newton to get the nod against Washington as they play in Charlotte. Those are your hot plays for Week 11 from Mike Harmon. Now it's the other side of the coin, the cold sores. Hey, big voice guy, my bad. What do we got coming up?
Cold sores.
There you go. All right, my apologies. Yeah. Please accept my apology. The guys that you don't want to touch, you don't want to see, you don't want anything to do with for Week 11.
Well, to go with the short list, we've got Austin Eckler against Pittsburgh. There's a lot of health concerns and not quite sure what starting 11 are going to be there for Pittsburgh on Sunday, but certainly one, or I should say, yeah, that is Sunday, because Monday is the Giants and Buccaneers. Sunday night football here in Los Angeles at SoFi. Eckler's a guy, a lot of his productions come in two games. Like, he's one of the guys that keeps being offered to me in trade. I'm like, all right, I'm worried about his injury history and the fact that he's been invisible in a big number of games for the Chargers offense. Not quite Mike Williams invisible, but invisible at times as well. How about this? Going off the grid a little bit and just saying, cautionary tale. Obviously, you're going to still start him, but how about Taylor going up against Buffalo? Normally number one, two, or three on your rankings this week, I've got him down at number seven. And while that's not seemingly a huge jump, I don't know how many other folks don't just, you know, Ronco set it and forget it with him and just say, if it fails, well, everybody else is failing. I'm going to be bold and I'm going to move him down. Hell, by Sunday morning, I may move him down even more. Just out of spite. How about that? And he could take Carson Wentz with him. Right, okay. Baltimore, or Buffalo, I should say, giving up fewer than 15 points per game. And they came out in a vengeance and revenge after that loss to Jacksonville. I expect this one for them to come out swinging. As you and I talk, it's better than a touchdown favorite at home. They're at 7.5 or 8, depending on where you're looking, with a robust 50 over under. But Wentz and Taylor for me, two in the no fly. And unfortunately, just have to reiterate the I have no trust and faith in Tyler Lockett.
I don't think a lot of people do right now. Well, but that's not all Lockett's fault. It's more
going back to the clearly not. Position. But, you know, the numbers are what they are. And Russell Wilson, I don't know. I went back and watched some of that game again, Dan. Should he be on the field? Did he look comfortable at all to you?
He hasn't looked comfortable in that offense since about week one, to be honest. It's really
– No, sure. But, yeah I mean, from the larger perspective, but just from a health perspective – I didn't think he looked comfortable gripping the ball.
He threw a ball that was over Lockett's head on a little out route.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass.
If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
That was, you could explain the finger. I can't explain the when he hit Kevin King in the end zone for Green Bay on the touchback.
No,
I
mean, that's
I don't, no, I don't, no, I don't understand it. I don't, you know, you even talked a little bit about the, maybe it is the lack of trust in other receivers that, that Russell Wilson does or doesn't have and why he relies so much on Lockett and Metcalf. But to the point about Lockett, yeah, it's always been the roller coaster. And now when the quarterback isn't quite sure, I think of what he's doing or where he's going with the football, it does not make for a good situation. They are only, by the way, what, 2.5-point underdogs at home to Arizona, who could be getting Kyler Murray back on Sunday. It looks like it's trending that way. Surprising, to say the least, at least if you've watched the Seahawks. I mean, you could have made an argument that Geno Smith maybe could have served them better in that game against Green Bay, which is not trying to give Geno Smith a bunch of credit. It's just saying that's how bad it was for Seattle through those 60 minutes. All right. I want to get away from that cold sore. I don't want to think about that thing anymore.
Yeah,
let's move away. I don't want to deal with that junk anymore. Hopefully, Seattle doesn't have to deal with more junk in Week 11. Who knows? All right, those are your cold sores for Week 11 of the National Football League. Then there's one other group that we got to hit. They are your
Fantasy Ninja.
Oh, that knife sounds sharp for Week 11. Mike, who are the sharp plays for the upcoming week?
All right, we'll start at the quarterback position and give us a little Daniel Jones action against Tampa Bay. Well, 49.5, you're over-under, and I got to think that you, against that secondary, you take some shots. That's why I'm going to take Tony with him. Tony. Take deep ball, find the seam. You know, they're still rounding out in health, right? Richard Sherman's hurt now, and not that he was, you know, the Richard Sherman you remember so nearly and dearly as you look around your – home office and think wistfully of the Legion of Boom. I'll take the two of them. Corey Davis of your Jets going up against the Miami Dolphins. He's going to be the bailout option when they blitz the hell out of Joe Flacco. Again, one of the dumber things we've seen in recent memory. But you know what? It's content for the shows, Dan, so it's good for everybody. Deontay Foreman is your lead man. We talked about the Adrian Peterson experiment. Foreman's, while not a world beater, he's a better back right now. And going up against Houston, look for him to take on the lion's share of the role. We mentioned Myles Gaskin before on the other side, given the Jets' inability to stop the run, so we take some note there. And then Kenyon Drake as a little bit of a deep play against Cincinnati. Jacobs will be there, but still banged up a little bit, and Drake giving them a little bit of versatility. So I'm going to go a little deeper there.
You mentioned Joe Flacco, and I've got a little beef with Joe Flacco, Mike. As someone who shares, we both share the January 16th birthday, and so I feel like I can say this coming from this place. I don't have a problem with Joe Flacco being vaccinated, or as he said earlier in the week, that he's unvaccinated. The problem I have with Joe Flacco is that he says he likes to talk about the COVID situation. Who the heck likes to talk about this stuff? Exactly. My goodness, it is a headache that I don't care on what side you are on has driven us nuts for the last year. And now when you're talking about vaccines and Joe Flacco comes out and says, well, I am unvaccinated and I'd love to talk with you guys about this because I love talking about this, but let's focus on the Dolphins. No, I would rather sit for 3 hours and debate LeBron James and Michael Jordan than ever talk about COVID again. So, Joe Flacco, I am sorry. That, you know, we are January 16th partners and brothers. Me, you, Albert Pujols, Sade, Ronnie Millsap, the late Aaliyah, like David Chokichi, formerly of Baywatch. We all nicely share this done. Birthday. And for him to say this, Mike, nobody likes talking about it. It is the worst. And so that is my problem with Joe Flacco. All right.
Now I want to start singing. I'm going to listen to some Ronnie Millsap yeah. when I'm done.
They're a little Smoky what. Mountain Rain or Stranger
yeah,
in My House.
Damn right.
You're a stranger in my house,
stranger
Joe Flacco.
Stranger in my house.
If you like talking about this stuff, because nobody does. That is not a smooth operator move, I can tell you that. That is not
Boom.
What we do. All right. Those are your fantasy.
Where would Ronnie
lunches.
Millsap on that list rank in your MVP rankings, Dan?
I love these.
Remember,
some
MVP rankings at Dan Beyer on yeah. Fox every week.
If I had to do a Fox fellow Forge. January 16th rankings of birthdays, Millsap is he would either be top tier or like second in like the two or three spot. Because Sade okay. actually may be number one, to be honest. But that's
well, now we think of the 80s and WWF and Rick Rude. Smooth operator, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, some good stuff. By the way, I do also have to bring up the point that the Jets are starting Joe Flacco against the Dolphins, a team that he started against last year and produced a total of 0 points. Yes. 0 points.
Yeah, no, his numbers against the blitz are incredibly bad. It's like if you have anything on that roster of young guys that you want to evaluate, wouldn't you put them out there?
Yeah.
Like, how much is this is listening to people on the back page of the Fish Wrap and on Sports Talk Radio?
Yeah.
It's like Robert Saleh, Rex Ryan's got you pegged right.
Man,
how about
that was that was tough to hear. Not Ryan's comments, just to hear that Joe Flacco is starting.
Hi, I'm Zach Stafford, host of In the Deep, Stories That Shape Us. Dr. Alexander Lloyd Blake found his voice as a young boy singing in a church choir, a setting that for a gay black man is a bit complicated. In this episode, find out how he continued his passion for gospel music through Tonality, a choral group that shares authentic stories that we don't often hear. Listen as Alex shares how the group was able to bridge understanding and create meaningful conversations in difficult times, especially after George Floyd's death, where suddenly all eyes were on them. Listen to In the Deep, Stories That Shape Us, an iHeart original podcast coming to you on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The next chapter in your story includes knowing your status. Learn more and press play on your future at knowmystatus.com, sponsored by Gilead.
We just can't seem to catch a break, huh? So many rough fire seasons. But we made it through, and now there's another risk. All that charred soil and burnt vegetation can lead to floods and mud flow. I know, but you've got this too. And one way to get this is to get this, flood insurance. There's no rest for the West, but with flood insurance, you can rest assured that you're ready for whatever else nature throws at you. Protect the life you've built at floodsmart.gov/wildfires.
Hey, it's Amara from Exactly Amara Podcast. This clip is brought to you by State Farm. State Farm offers everyone surprisingly great rates on car insurance. Yes, for real. If you need to insure your car or your home or both, it may feel like you're getting special treatment, but the truth is, State Farm offers everyone surprisingly great rates with solutions to meet your car insurance needs, whatever they may be. So talk to a State Farm agent today and discover surprisingly great rates to fit any budget. Como un buen vecino, State Farm está ahí.
Yeah, bueno, mama. El caso fue que, long story short, you know, things didn't work out. I ended up living in my car, and I was there for 3 months. It was terrible. I would go in there and wash myself with wipes and stuff. My mom never knew that I was struggling because I didn't want to stress her out because she was already in a bad situation where, thank God, she found a Christian
right.
family.
Amen.
And she asked them
Amen.
If,
Hallelujah.
If she could, you know, if she could stay there because she didn't have anywhere to go. And a couple of months later, I ended up sleeping in that same bed with her for like a year.
Listen to new episodes of Exactly Amara on the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, it's my turn to take this prediction scenario over. I'm not going to get in depth as Mike did. Instead, I'm just going to do this.
3, 2, 1.
Give me one reason.
I'm going to give you a reason to start a guy and a reason to bench a guy in week 11. And I'm going to give you a reason to start Christian Kirk of the Arizona Cardinals. And that's because DeAndre Hopkins is still not healthy. And that would be a boom to Christian Kirk, especially with the likely return of Kyler Murray. So I like Christian Kirk in stepping into that number one wide receiver spot for Arizona against Seattle coming up on Sunday, because it just doesn't look like DeAndre Hopkins is quite there yet with that hamstring injury.
Got him sitting as a back end, a second wide receiver here. We've seen a couple of near misses on deep balls, obviously going back to when Murray was playing. So the opportunity here against that Seattle secondary will be there. And for Kyler Murray, right, they bought a week when Colt McCoy and the squad went out and thumped the 49ers. Lost last week, time to turn it back around.
My one reason to bench a guy is Eagles wide receiver Devontae Smith, who I do have in one of my leagues, and I have benched the last couple of weeks and have regretted it. But the reason that I'm benching him this week against the Saints is just because when you look at his targets, there have only been 6 targets over the last couple of games. I know you really like Jalen Hurts this week, but I don't think that they're necessarily correlated just because of the fewer opportunities that Devontae Smith has had against the Saints team, where I think you could see some Marshawn Lattimore. I am against a play of Devontae Smith just for the simple reason of I don't think there have been as many opportunities as it may appear.
I think you hit that one right on the head, Dan. When you look at Lattimore, most likely going to see a lot of action there. And Hurts distributing the ball, right? I think you'll see some of the other options swinging out of the backfield. And again, relying on the running game a little bit more. So the opportunity is there. And I think Devontae Smith, he becomes a good decoy. And maybe you hit on a play or two, but in terms of volume, it's not there.
That is my give you one reason to start and bench a guy. Do we have any streaming defenses from Birch this week? Do we have any potential defenses that you are looking to stream in week 11, Mr. Executive Producer?
Well, I got excited. I did grab the Titans in one.
Texans. Okay.
Against the Texans. Yep. I'm very happy with that. I've got the 49ers defense against the Jaguars. And the Ravens defense against the Bears.
Oh, tell you what, I think
how
one
dare
of them.
You.
I could. I, now Harmon's taking it personal. I know how it feels. There's one that I'm a little skeptical of, and I'll get to that in a minute. But there's your hat trick. And if you've been following along the show, Birch finally got success last week. It's now just to find out if it's a trend or not, because the last few weeks have been prior to that were absolute failures. I don't think that there's any way that we can put it. They were awful fantasy moves, but that doesn't mean things can't turn around.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, Ravens, Niners, and Titans for his streaming defenses for week 11. Mike, that leaves us with our 3-point conversion to wrap this thing up. You want the honors or should I go first?
Well, I mean, I'm going to sing a little Pink for you. We can do revenge, revenge, revenge. Revenge is sweet. Matt made it the point with Tom Brady. Look, who's catching the ball? That'll be a fun thing to watch. Godwin trending towards a larger role and getting back into his full target count alongside Mike Evans. So expecting it there. Weather is a huge factor. If you look at the weather reports, you know, find one of those nice grids of all of the NFL stadia. There are a lot of rain clouds. And if you find a good one, there's like little cute like emojis of clouds with faces. The, what is it, anthropomorphizing of clouds.
Okay. I trust you.
And then, look, man, you can tug on Superman's cape, but that's not the best defense. You need some kryptonite, and that's why Cam Newton.
Ooh, all right.
What you said before.
Yeah.
I like it. -3.5, Washington coming in. Washington all chesty after beating Tampa. You know, Ron Rivera back to Carolina. No. This is Cam Newton's show. mentioned DJ Moore before. You got McCaffrey. Chuba Hubbard will still probably see a few touches along the way. And I think there's an opportunity here for Cam to have himself a big day. So for daily fantasy, certainly a big push. And if you're in a tweener with your starting quarterback, an opportunity for Cam to get back into your starting lineup.
I got a quick story for you guys. I was cheating on our own podcast, but a few weeks ago I saw a podcast and I'm like, oh, let's see what these guys have to offer. And within the first 60 seconds of their fantasy football podcast, and I'm not here to rain on their podcast because I'm not going to say their name, but they didn't know who was on bye, okay? You know what you do? Here's a broadcasting tip. Start the podcast over. Just start it over. You're only 60 seconds in. You can start it over, look it up, and be like, all right, let's do that again and restart it. The only reason I say that is because I think every week I come on the show and be like, Mike, do you want to go first or not? Now, it's my fault for not settling this before the show. However, we are a good 30 minutes into the podcast, so it's not like I could really go, hey, Mike, do you want to, like... We don't necessarily roll like that, so I'm at least giving myself a break. But I did hear it, and they're like, "All right, who is on bye this week? You should know this. You should know this, and not take a look during the first minute of the podcast." Again, Rams Broncos on bye in Week 11. My 3-point conversion to leave you with: be the hunter, not the hunted. You like the Bengals Raiders matchup for a lot of reasons. I think Darren Waller breaks up, but I also think that Hunter Renfro has a good game for the Raiders, so I like him as a play in Week 11. Allentown traffic, a bit of a slowdown. Yeah, to the Colts Bills scenario. Just going back to last year, and I know Phillip Rivers isn't there anymore, but in that wild card game, the Colts were actually able to kind of control the clock and kept the Bills' offense. 27 points were scored by Buffalo in that contest. I think they have an opportunity to as well if they could get Jonathan Taylor going. And Mike, I know you have him at number 7 on your rankings and maybe falling a little bit more. I'm going to go the other way and say maybe the Colts try to slow up the Bills. And finally, my points of Palooza, this is way off board. We could easily go with Dallas and Kansas City. I think you're going to get a bit of an AFC South shootout. I don't think that the Titans believe that the Texans really bring anything. And I think that, you know, Tyrod Taylor finally healthy. They had a bye last week. I think you could see some points between Tennessee and the Texans. A.J. Brown a game. I think Brandon Cooks could have a game. Look at that. It's my points of Palooza of the week. It may not be number one, but I think it's going to finish in the top three.
Ooh, I love that.
Let's go out on
a
limb.
A lot of Ryan Tannehill points. I like that.
And if I'm wrong, I'll be thankful next week that you guys forget my awful picks. All right, there it is.
We're going to worry about Bursch's defense.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's the thread. I mean, one off getting something else wrong, but the defense.
the negative 11 still holds true. All right, for our executive producer, Ryan Burschinger, get him on Twitter at Ryan Burschinger. And for Mike Harmon, who you can find on Twitter at Swollen Dome, I'm Dan Beyer. Find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. We will talk to you next week.
We just can't seem to catch a break, huh? So many rough fire seasons. But we made it through. And now there's another risk. All that charred soil and burnt vegetation can lead to floods and mud flow. I know, but you've got this too. And one way to get this is to get this flood insurance. There's no rest for the West, but with flood insurance, you can rest assured that you're ready for whatever else nature throws at you. Protect the life you've built at floodsmart.gov/wildfires.
Advertising is online and delivered where you are, just like this radio ad. Want to know what else is delivered where you are? We'll give you a hint. It's shiny, has a honk, and comes with special features that you get to personally pick out, like leather or cloth, sunroof or moonroof, or four-wheel drive versus all-wheel drive. Yeah. A car, a CarMax car. Buy online, get it delivered to you. It's car buying reimagined. CarMax. Available within a 60-mile radius of select stores. See CarMax.com for details. Some restrictions apply.
On January 19th, 2022, for BBDO and AT&T Radio, ad ID AXWR0975000. Spot title, Fiber Lifestyles Meet the Walkers BAU60. 60-second radio.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. Welcome to another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Say hello to the Walkers, a family of not one, but four gagillionaires, each living up their gagillionaire life at ludicrous internet speed. First up, Anna Walker. She dominates streaming like the matriarch she is. No show ever goes unwatched under her watch.
Next episode.
Next up, Peter Walker. There's no stopping this dad bod from showing up to his virtual workout sessions.
Oh, let's go leg day.
And finally, the Walker twins. They may look alike, but couldn't internet more differently. Harry dominates his fellow online gamers while Heather group video chats with friends.
Ooh, nice background filter, Jess.
Live like a gagillionaire. Get internet that upgrades everything. AT&T Fiber, now with speeds up to 5 gigs.
Limited availability in select areas. Speeds not guaranteed. Single device wired speed, max 4.7 gig per second. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better, your TV is.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.